Theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access. Showcasing what venues have to offer. With Tim Calvert.
Hello there, I'm Tim Calvert. Welcome to A View on Access, our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired, an insight into the venue and content on offer. It's a pleasure to centre on film during BFI's Flare 2023 London's LGBTQIA Festival that took place from the 15th to the 26th of March at the BFI Cinema on the South Bank next to the National Theatre. The films were split into three themes: hearts, bodies and minds. The films I experienced were a selection of diverse offerings that all struck an emotional chord, beginning with director and writer Corey Sherman's Big Boys, a heartwarming coming-of-age tale exploring the character of chubby lad 14-year-old Jamie coming to terms with his sexuality during a camping trip, along with his big bully brother Luke, beloved cousin Ali, and her boyfriend Dan, with which Jamie has a crush. This is a unique original movie that deals with themes of identity, image and acceptance, and is dramatically satisfying from start to finish. It's also brilliant that it's one of the few movies at the festival that was available with an audio description track that was a young American male voice, clear and confident, detailing all the important visual elements unfolding on the screen. The next film I experienced was Golden Delicious. An Asian-Canadian teenager grapples with his identity when he falls for the boy next door. But what will his family think, and how will he tell his girlfriend? This was a really surprising Canadian entry from director Jason Carman. At 120 minutes, the film really took its time to develop its characters and fully flesh them out, and had a beginning, middle and end, and a fully satisfying conclusion. Next up, towards the end of the festival, I had the chance of attending a fabulous Irish documentary called How to Tell a Secret, from writer-director Anna Rogers and Shane Dunn, who both introduced the film and answered Q&A questions at the end. This fabulous film, inspired by a stage play, explored confronting the stigma of living with HIV in Ireland, and featured some enlightening interviews with real people, telling us their heartfelt stories together with actors bringing to life the transcripts of those who didn't want to appear on camera. Although this movie didn't have an audio description, it worked very well as an audio piece, as it was people sitting and talking about their experiences. This was an emotional film that conveyed courage, friendship, and standing up for who you really are. And having the filmmakers there to discuss it was really nice and gave it more context. The final film I experienced was the closing night gala presentation Drifter, a German movie from writer-director Hans Hirsch, with a lot of dialogue in English that centered on the character of Moritz, a good-looking 22-year-old who starts out in a committed relationship, but when his boyfriend announces he wants to split up to explore other opportunities and not be tied down to one person, this sets Moritz off on a journey of self-discovery that includes exploration of the Berlin club and drug scene and one-night stands. This was a surprising piece of cinema that depicted a younger perspective on sex and living in the moment, and successfully conveyed a portrayal of a young man drifting from one experience to another. The director also introduced the film and answered questions at the end, along with one of the actors. This is only a tiny glimpse of a few of the many diverse films that were on offer during the 11-day festival, that saw a 16% audience increase on the year before and attracted a lot more first-timers. The BFI went to great lengths to be accessible for all. All screenings took place at the Southbound venue that was easy to get around and had good disabled toilet access. There was also lots of staff on hand with disability awareness training who were extremely welcoming, whether it be guiding you to a seat, printing out tickets, or answering a query. My only criticism is the amount of films available with audio description during the festival, which totaled 3 on over 50 films, which is a little disappointing, and I can only hope that this will improve in the future. The BFI is a lovely cinema venue to visit, and they offer a diverse range of films, old and new, all year round, many with audio description. To find out more, visit bfi.org.uk or call 020 7960 2102. Or you can email box.office@bfi.org.uk. To find out which films are audio described throughout the UK, you can visit accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. And this is brought to you by the UK Cinema Association. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.